Calling all entrepreneurs and business leaders to attend this year's Energize Your Enterprise Luncheon, Wednesday, October 16th at Westin La Paloma. Energize Your Enterprise is Tucson's premier business forum featuring some of our region's most prominent entrepreneurs and educators. Expand your network. Get practical, personal, and seasoned advice to take your business to the next level. Reserve your seat at energizeyourenterprise.org for Wednesday, October 16th from 11:30 to 1 at Westin La Paloma. See you there. Welcome here on our final segment of Circles of Change. It's a real pleasure for me to give some connect the voices to the activity with individuals that are representing Energize Your Enterprise, which you've heard advertised on the show. So I welcome to the studio David Cohen from Beach Fleischman. Good morning, David. How are you today?
Good to be here. Thank you.
Great. And Stephen Gilliland from the University of Arizona.
Thank you, Zara.
Great. Good to have you. Let me introduce these two gentlemen. David is, as I mentioned, with Beach Fleischman. He's a shareholder and the firm's executive vice president, involved with dozens of community, charitable, and professional organizations here in Arizona. David consults with growth-oriented clients on ways to obviously grow their business. A graduate of the U of A in business administration, David's been in public accounting for over 30 years and is respected for his expertise, in particular on how to take advantage of incentives and tax credits. His client industries have included real estate, high-tech technology, professional services, medical practices, professional athletes, and manufacturing and distribution companies. He's a frequent contributor to local newspapers, and David has participated in television programs, sharing his knowledge on tax accounting and, in general, matters related to money. Stephen Gilliland. Steve is a professor of management and organization. He's also associate dean of the Eller Executive Education Program at the University of Arizona. He received his PhD in industrial organizational psychology from Michigan State, followed by teaching at Louisiana State before coming to Arizona 18 years ago. He actually did his undergraduate in Canada. In addition to teaching numerous courses on business ethics, HR management, general management, healthcare entrepreneurship, as well as social entrepreneurship, Stephen has consulted with small and large public and private organizations on strategic planning and implementation and executive team development. And his research interestingly examines the fairness of management practices and policies and the impact of fair leadership on employee behaviors. As well, he's published over 50 journal articles, books, and book chapters. So with that, again, thank you for joining me here on the show. So, Energize Your Enterprise. Dave, what's the genesis of this special collaboration between Beach Fleischman and the University of Arizona?
Well, this is the second year for the event. Beach Fleischman did it the first year alone, and we're teaming with the Eller College and the University this year. One of the things that we find in dealing with our small and medium-sized business clients is they just don't have a lot of guidance. They're small, the infrastructure, and this is an opportunity to talk to others within, you know, professional organizations and get the help they need to really grow their businesses.
That's right. I mean, you're only as good as the other relationship you build, and so many small and medium-sized business owners are so busy just making ends meet day in and day out that to gift themselves, you know, even a length or longer lunch, if it isn't technical related, to go talk about what trends are in XYZ, it just doesn't happen often, does it?
That's very true. They're very focused on their own businesses, as they should be, and often they have to look outside the business to get additional assistance, and that's where their advisors come in, and often it's the accountant, the insurance person, the banker, the lawyer. You know, they form a team of these individuals, but often what they need are people from similar type businesses to talk about their issues with, and this forum really helps that, because we're going to have a lot of our clients there, a lot of our non-clients. In fact, this event is going to be open for the public this year.
Right, exactly. And I think we're hoping to attract over 200 people.
We are. We had, for the first event, we had over 100 people. And this is going to be more widely advertised, and we're getting the word out to the general community.
And again, this is one of the disadvantages of radio. You can't see what I see. And that is, in David's eyes, this absolute passion, clearly, for connecting and working. You know, most people, David, think the people in public accounting are all about the numbers and working the spreadsheets. Thank goodness somebody is, because I don't like doing that stuff. But I can see that you've taken full advantage of that foundation in your profession to really be a broader generalist to help your clients then in many ways more than just the numbers.
That's very true. I mean, people have a misconception about accountants and we're just dealing with 10 keys and taxes all day long. But a lot of what we do as CPAs is we really do help businesses grow. it gives us no better pleasure than to see them increase their net worth and pass on their business to other employees and partners and families and to the next generation. So we really try to be their trusted business advisor. In fact, your accountant generally knows more about you and your business than really anyone else out there. We know your finances. We know your, we know how you're doing. We know how much you really make. We know your pain points.
And your year-over-year challenges as well, not just a snapshot.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. So, our goal is to help growth-minded businesses get to the next level. And any success that Beach Fleischman has had over the years is because we have taken that focus with a lot of our clients, and it's worked out very well. They grow, and we grow as well.
And what a fun partnership now to be hanging out with Stephen Gilliland, which I'm sure this isn't your first time. But Stephen, the portfolio of things you've had the joy of working with undergraduate students, with graduate students, with your writing, and then also through executive education and consulting, I suspect this type of an experience through Energize Your Enterprise is a likely repository for those skills and experiences you've had.
Very much so, Zara. What I've found is that one of the big challenges we have at the University of Arizona is adequately reaching out to the community, Southern Arizona community. And this is our opportunity, our vehicle to do that. Through our executive education enterprise, our goal is to reach out and help businesses grow, develop the leadership skills, the business management skills they need to take themselves to the next level. And through this partnership with Beach Fleischman on Energize Your Enterprise, I think we are really able to reach out to a far broader audience than we otherwise would.
Yeah, much more diverse, because classically people view, if you look through the U of A website or quote the old catalog and see executive education, the feeling was, gee, those are people that get sponsored by larger companies that come for a one-week immersion or a six-week or a weekend MBA program. But the fact that you folks are opening your doors to recognize that, an extensive luncheon with the right candidates and then some follow-on workshops can bring a lot of value that for people who otherwise couldn't reach into what you offer.
Very much so, and it fits with a broader approach that we've taken to LR Executive Education, and we are offering customized programs. Mm-hmm. It's not so much the off-the-shelf come sign up for our courses, but it's we're sitting down as consulting partners with businesses and helping them figure out what are their needs from a leadership and a business development sense. And so the Energize Your Enterprise concept, I think, really provides us an opportunity to do that with the small and mid-sized businesses here in Southern Arizona.
That's right. So, David, the first launch for this year's series is actually a luncheon. October 16th,
Wednesday,
right?
October 16th. It's going to be starting at 11 o'clock at about 1:30. The 11 o'clock is mostly the registration period. That's going to be at Westin La Paloma. We're going to have a luncheon, but part of what we're going to be doing is following the luncheon, we're going to have other programs that we're going to have that will be over a period of months that follow on to the topics that are discussed at the luncheon. Another thing we're doing this year is we're charging for the event. We have found over the years that sometimes when you charge for events, people perceive a different type of value.
Oh, absolutely. You put skin in the game and you actually show up, don't you?
That's right. That's right. Not that we have a lot of no-shows at the things we've put on, but I've certainly been at other events where the organizers spend a lot of time putting things together and people don't show up. So people will get value. They'll have some skin in the game, as you say.
So. And also, we've got a very interesting collection of guests that are going to be, or speakers that are on your first roster. Kirsten Block, really terrific woman from Buffalo Exchange, and you might comment about all three of them.
Yeah, we should do, and I know all three of them personally. Kirsten Block, as you said, CEO and founder of Buffalo Exchange. I mean, this started as a small Tucson resale boutique, and I think they still have their initial stores in the same locations. And it has gone not only national, but international. And as you go into other cities around the West Coast and in the East Coast and Brooklyn, their stores are all over. This is a real success story. She's a very interesting woman. She's going to talk about the lessons learned in going multi-state, some of the social media successes she's had in building the branding and the growth. And it's also a socially responsible business, which I think is very important for a lot of businesses. The second panelist is Harry George. Harry is a member of Desert Angels, and that's another group that I'm involved with. But he is a true venture capitalist. He's originally from Boston, has a very long Tucson connection, and has lived here for a number of years. But his tact is going to be a little different. He has seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. So he's going to tackle the bad and the ugly part, which really He's going to talk about the importance of building infrastructure within an organization, how important that is.
Particularly if you're oriented towards growth.
Absolutely. And he's seen the problems when you don't build create the right people in the right positions. And he's going to talk about some of the failures and how to mitigate those failures. The last presenter, and certainly not last as far as the accomplishments that this man has had, Robert Sarver. And Robert Sarver is a native Tucsonan, started National Bank of Tucson, which became National Bank of Arizona. And then most people know that he's now the owner of the Phoenix Suns and Western Alliance Bank Corp. So this is a guy that really has started from the trenches and has done extremely well. And his focus is going to look at, the bank point of view, in his position with Alliance Bank now. You know, what is it, the must-haves that lenders look for in a business when they're going to lend money, and also hiring the right people and building a hands-on active management team. I think he's built a great brand, not only with the Suns, but with the banking. So these are three terrific individuals, and when we contacted them, they were very excited to present this to the Tucson business community.
That's right. For those of you who may have just joined us, we have the pleasure of having David Cohen and Stephen Gillen, the representing the Energize Your Enterprise program that's starting up. I'm calling it the Education to Action Steps, if I could. And Stephen, of course, this first event is a luncheon with these three speakers, but talk to us about what's going to follow on then, the context of what's taking shape for these co-created workshops that are not going to be just a couple hours, but really a day-long type investment.
Yeah, the idea with the workshops is to really give people, business leaders, a chance to drill in to some important topics that are shaping businesses, and they may need to pay attention to in taking their business to the next level. So, for example, we've got on one of the workshops Lance Hoops, who's an information security professor at the Eller College. He's going to be talking about IT security and what do small and medium-sized businesses need to know about IT security. Hope Chow, who's the director of our MBA program and really an international expert on social media marketing, is going to be doing a half-day workshop on how do small and mid-sized businesses use social media effectively to build marketing campaigns. We also have sessions, workshops from Beach Fleischman experts on healthcare reform. Mm-hmm. What do businesses need to know, and how do you?
The air just left the room when you said that word.
Yeah, you're right.
The fear factor has crawled in.
Exactly, and then business in Mexico. We've got wonderful opportunities here in southern Arizona to reach out to our neighbors to the south. There are a unique set of challenges when businesses try to do that. So again, we're trying to provide that expertise. So each of these workshops, they're half day events. They're a smaller setting. As opposed to 200 people at the luncheon, these workshops are 30, 40 people. You're going to get specific tools. You're going to get hands-on opportunity to understand, to ask questions, to learn from each other, and learn from the experts who are facilitating those workshops.
Well, and I'd also say is that this is also the type of individuals you're going to attract to come. So I think you folks are actually going to really be building a cohort group. And one never knows where those kind of connections can take you when you recognize to the left and to your right, you're going to learn as much from your colleagues as you are the professors that are there.
Very, very much so. And we find this in a lot of the programs that we put on, that people learn so much from the programs, but they develop a peer network that's so strong as a result of sitting in these workshops and learning from each other.
I think the other shift of it as well, of course, is for someone like yourself, as you head the executive learning programs there, as well as the professors, that I've often talked to individuals who have instructed these kind of programs, and they know they're much more challenging, and the learning that, quote, the teacher does from the student in this context. So it's a different cut of professor that would raise his hand and say, okay, Stephen, I'll accept your invitation to come and work this workshop, isn't it?
I would agree. I think that anyone listening here has to really throw out the old notions you have of college instruction. That's not what we're talking about here. These are hands-on workshops that are designed to give practical advice. You're going to walk out of this workshop with a toolkit, a set of skills that you can immediately apply to your organization. And the faculty, in order to teach that, they're not approaching this from a textbook perspective. They're approaching this from a business-oriented practical perspective. So all of the people teaching these programs have experience working with companies, helping them solve the challenges that are being addressed in the workshops.
That's right.
Yeah, I add, Zara, that the follow-on workshops are very purposeful. When we had our first Energize Your Enterprise event last year, a lot of the evaluation comments we got were, we want to see more. We want to see more. And, well, it's taken us a year to get the next program going, but that's okay. But the follow-on, we already have planned. As Stephen said, we're going to have these four sessions that are going to start, I think, as early as November and go on to next May. And it's going to give great opportunities. So it's not just go to an event, great information, they go back to their office and keep doing the same thing. This is really an opportunity for these individuals to be involved with the Eller College and to see all the follow-on programs that are available.
And so really, Stephen, what you're doing is you folks are launching a process, not a program.
Exactly. I'd take it one step further in saying we're launching a partnership.
A partnership, you know, yeah.
Energize Your Enterprise wants to be the partner with Southern Arizona business leaders. Let's help grow this great state of ours together.
And so, Stephen, who do you envision your audience being for this upcoming event? I mean, we say business leaders, certain size of companies, those who are starting something up, age distribution, and is it all of the above?
All of the above, but I would say probably the sweet spot there is folks that have already established their business and are really interested in taking it to the next level. We're doing pretty well. We've gotten ourselves going. How do I now ramp it up? How do I really move it forward? And this could be the leaders, but it could be other folks from the management team in that business.
I was going to say that. In fact, David, I would suggest that that you also perhaps want to motivate not just the leader, but his intact team to come, because there's a lot of learning that goes between the white space.
That's exactly true. And I hope a lot of companies that do show up bring key members of their team, because it's good that they hear the same message. You know, when you build a good team, you need to have people aligned in the same direction. The most successful companies seem to be where they have a great vision, maybe a leader that has that vision, and that vision is explained very well to the other members of the company, and they're all aligned, going in the same direction. They know what the goals are. They know the purpose. They know how it is they're going to grow, and good things happen as a result. It's not by accident. It's plan, and I think that's what we're trying to do here, and I do hope, as Stephen said, that companies will bring several representatives, because the forward-thinking companies are not just the ones where the CEO has a great vision, and they have to have a whole team of people that are pulling in the same direction.
That's right.
And if I could just add to that although we've been talking about companies a lot, really a program like this can reach all three sectors. This is relevant for the public sector. It's relevant for the nonprofit
sector. Yes.
So you take a topic like IT security or social media marketing, that's really relevant for a lot of organizations and not just your for-profit business organizations. So we encourage anybody who's got that interest or is experiencing challenges in the area of social media marketing.
Well, and I would also say if you're not experiencing challenges there, then stay tuned, you're about to, and so why not get prepared in advance of that?
Exactly.
Well, so Stephen, from your perspective, again, being with the University of Arizona so long as you have been, for 18 plus years, and obviously this part of the state changing and continue to look to be different or expand in different ways, how do you feel the Energize Your Enterprise specifically is going to address then the newer entrepreneurs or local businesses than perhaps what they've tapped into resources in the past?
You know, I think the resources in the past have tended to be broader and more general.
Okay.
I think
this
what we've really tried to do here is identify topics that are timely, relevant, important to this audience. One of the things we're going to be doing at the luncheon is asking folks, what are the things would you like to hear about? So we very much view this as an iterative process where we've got some initial ideas for workshops, but if people tell us we would really love a workshop on X or Y, we'll put together a workshop on that topic. So it's again, this idea of a partnership. Tell us what you need. We'll find the experts to give you something very worthwhile on that topic.
Yeah, that's great. So, David, the schedule then, again, October 16th?
Wednesday, October 16th, 11 o'clock registration. Program starts after that. Everyone will be out by 1:30. It's going to be at the Westin La Paloma. Lunch will be served.
That's right. And to get your tickets, folks, you go to energizeyourenterprise.org and sign up, where you're going to have a brief recap there, of course, of the three individuals, Kirsten Block, Harry George, and Robert Sarver, who will be on the panel. And then, Stephen, the additional information that will come related to the workshops, is that something that will be on that site as well as within the Eller program then?
Exactly. You can find that either on the energizeyourenterprise.org website. You can also find it on the Eller College of Management website by looking at the executive education program. So either way, you'll be able to find those workshops.
You know, one of the things that I hear a lot from the small to medium business owners that I work with is in the whole people management space of attracting and retaining and growing the right talent, particularly at a time when there's been so much pressure and necessity to take things down in size. And I know, Stephen, you've done a lot of research and consulting in that area. Will those be added into the portfolio of courses in due time?
Yeah, you know, when we came up with these four topics, we had to go through a list of 20 and narrow it down. And that was one of my favorites that actually, unfortunately, had to get cut from the list. But I'm hoping that's one that we offer within the coming
And it doesn't
year.
Mean, by the way, that any listeners might not place a call to you regardless or an email to start that dialogue early.
Exactly. You know, and as I said, we really try and work with organizations to customize programs. We've been working with a whole variety of public sector and private organizations in Southern Arizona, developing programs exactly like that that meet their needs.
David, the choice of the word energize, I think, was really important because, of course, we all are feeling still the pinch, the anxiousness, if not the fear of what we've been riding through for 5 years now, and that may any other economic indicators continue. But I think the idea for those who have the desire and the recognition that actually these kind of times can bring out the best in you if you grab hold of it and look for the opportunity.
I think that's very true. I can tell you from my own practice that business is getting better out there, and people are more confident than they have been. And so this is a great opportunity, really, to, okay, we're through the bad times now. Things are getting better slowly but surely. What is it going to take to get to the next level? What kind of investments do businesses have to make? Is it an investment in people and capital in both? This is an investment in ideas where we're talking about here today. Exchange of information, you know, how do you get that? And if you can walk away with one or two or three tidbits from this presentation we're going to have on the 16th, it's going to be very worthwhile.
And I'd also think, too, Stephen, to your point about the other reach out that's going on across the community, this is very much on top of Tucson's entire desire to put its arms around itself to take the city and the community in this part of the state to a new place.
Very much so. I am so optimistic. Like I said, I've been here almost 20 years. I'm very optimistic about what I'm seeing happening in Tucson now, both downtown but around the city and the region. And I think that if we can be a part of that growth, if we can help the organizations of this this part of the state grow, my mission is fulfilled.
Indeed, and I would say that any sign of an area's economic vitality comes right back to its education, and whether that be what we're doing and working to change and shift and support changes in K-12, but certainly secondary and post-secondary education, U of A, Pima College, University of Phoenix, and others, it's a great time to really put aside special interest and collaborate in the partnership as you two gentlemen are part of.
Well, ultimately, that is the goal. I mean, we want more businesses in Tucson. Businesses contribute to economic growth, social growth, cultural growth. It helps everything that's out there. So if business is good in Tucson, it's better for everyone. So more jobs, more opportunities. That's what we're trying to do.
And the lifestyle for families like we all enjoy. And
absolutely.
Great snowshine, as I say, that I get to shovel every day, having moved here from the East Coast. Well, Stephen Gilliland from the University of Arizona, the other College of Management as well, and David Cohen from Beach Fleischman. Thanks for joining us. Again, our listeners, energizeyourenterprise.org to get your ticket for October 16th, 11 to 1:30 at the Westin La Paloma. We'll see you there.
Thank you very much.
My
Thanks
pleasure.
For having us.
Our pleasure.
Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth. For pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom, Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.